Hey all you happy people, and welcome to another episode of Esposito. This session we run into an internet troll. I'd like to apologise beforehand for any hurt feelings, you snowflakes. I don't mean that, my heart wasn't really in it. I hope you all instead enjoy the next session, and again, if you could share, like, leave a review, all that good stuff. Greatly appreciated. Take care.
Last time, you guys had, well, most of you had made your way across a ravine after losing a wood bridge to a flock of attack drones.
Been a couple of weeks.
And all except for Tyson, who had unfortunately botched his attempt at making a zip line across the gap, falling into the careening river below. Luckily, he survived and was recovered by a denizen of what will come to be known to you all as Forum Forest, a small avatar named Spooge, who was able to save Tyson from the roaring river. The rest of you were able to bypass the paywall and decided to make your way into the forest to attempt to find Tyson, or in any case, his body. After a fairly extensive search in the forest, you were able to rendezvous with Spooge and Tyson, at which point the spill decided that he was going to size up eating the helpful avatar, much to the dismay of everyone else. After crossing another bridge onto the other side to make your exit out of the forest, you felt a shadow fall over you, and you heard a voice that has almost certainly never known the touch of a woman and has very likely not seen the outside world in a long, long time, bid you to kill yourself. And you all turned around to see the horrific sight of a internet troll pulling itself up onto the riverbank. So could you all roll initiative for me, please, guys?
This whole subplot happened because of a flippant comment that Tom Kirk made about ziplining across a river.
Yeah.
No, I think it all happened because you failed to zip line across a river.
Also, yes.
That feels like the same thing from the opposite direction.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Oh, natural 20.
You lie.
There goes Mike's natural 20 for the year. Was it worth it?
We shall see.
A depressing life.
I got a natural 20 as well.
Oh!
It's not
big fucking natural surprise, Tom Owen. Big surprise.
You always have to add humor, don't you?
I got a 5.
You can't just give me a special moment.
Just taking it away. You felt special for a moment.
We've not at any point had a rest, have we?
No, you have not.
No.
Right, well, I'm no use until I've had a rest.
Oh dear.
Oh, you literally can't do anything?
Not much.
I also can't do much, and I'm pretty wounded.
Remember, everyone, running is always an option. Relaw.
You got an 18.
18.
I spent, like, pretty much everything I can do climbing out of a fucking river.
The athletics rolls of doom. Tyson and Philly, which one of you's got the highest dexterity?
I've got 14.
I've got 15.
Okay.
Yeah. So we both got 22 on our
technically.
You've got the higher dexterity, so you go first. Okay, cool. So, stood in front of you is this hulking creature. It has lank, dirty hair spilling over its elongated skull. Its hair that is so oily and greasy, it resembles seaweed more than hair. It's got a pallid complexion. And huge buboes and boils are sprouted all over its body. It's wearing filthy rags for clothes, and it's sort of hunched forward, knuckling forward on huge clawed hands, and its feet are dragging behind it, these wizened vestigial twigs of limbs being dragged along behind it. You hear this wheezing, spiteful laugh that bubbles out from behind rotten teeth. You hear this thing say,
"Well, I think that you guys are just fucking asshole."
And it just sort of giggles to itself as though it said something clever. Tyson, you're the first off the bat on this thing.
Wait, he just called us an asshole?
Yes. Yes, he did.
What the fucking... get my gun out and point it at him, but I won't fire. I'll think twice and I'll look towards Raylor. I said I wasn't going to fucking shoot first. And I'll hold my action until somebody else fires or attacks.
Okay, cool. In that case, it's Philly. You're up next.
Nice. Philly is going to sensory boost near the three farty members. So you all get +2 to your attacks and your saves.
Literally my only move there, Tom. Literally the only thing I can do. You've just stolen.
Doesn't do that.
Oh, we're just stealing everyone's thunder today. God damn.
Should have rolled higher on that initiative.
Ooh, shit.
Consider yourself, you can boost me. I've not been boosted.
We can boost each other.
Feels like a ways for one.
Yeah. And he's going to take a step forward towards the creature. No, can I punch you towards the nearest suicide hotline?
Okay, cool. And then it is Raylor's turn.
I honestly, I'm quite surprised that we've got this far without anyone actually shooting at him yet. How injured does everyone look?
I'm pretty injured.
Middling.
Philly's fine at the moment.
I'm quite badly burned.
Fuck it, I'll do a field salve. So that heals 3 creatures by 1d4 plus by 40 ability modifier. On me, Tyson, and Spill. I don't know why I forgot the Spill's name. So you both regain 7 hit points.
Puts me in max health.
No.
You're fucking welcome. All right, you did actually say thank you.
Yeah, I did say it at the same time. My God. I take it back. Fuck you, not thank you. Wait.
That's me. Thank you. It's been nice.
Okay, cool. Very helpful for everyone all around. So in that case, the troll, it's got these large bulbous eyes that sort of seem to swivel independently. They roll on each of you in turn before settling back on you, Tyson, as he says to his raspy, nasally voice,
So, you can't do it, huh, you goddamn beta cuck? Can't even pull the trigger.
And I'm going to need you to make a wisdom saving throw for me, please.
You get a +2 to that from the sensory boost.
All right. From riches to rags.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Of course it is.
Natural 1 +3, so 4.
Okay, fair enough.
I pass, right? I pass, yeah?
Strangely, no. For some reason, these nonsensical phrases that are being lisped out by this wretched abomination are actually doing more than hurting your feelings. They're actually hurting your physical form, and you take 4 points of psychic damage from these hateful words that are spoken to you by this absolute mockery of a human being.
My fragile masculinity.
And then it turns towards you, Philly. And this one just says, everyone knows your fandom fucking sucks. And just swipes at you with its claw. That does not hit with a one. And he absolutely flubs it. He overbalances and just slams down on the floor slightly awkwardly. And then it is the Spill's turn.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Oh, he walks with all the... Oh, Jesus. And looking around and looking a bit, like, confused by the reticence here. Like, Spill looks at Ty and says, when there is violence, he dives in and slashes at the troll with both his claws.
Cool.
Great, so that's a 19 on the first one. Which I'm guessing hits.
That hits.
Oh, it's terrible. So 3 points of damage.
Okay.
Lowest possible roll there. And a 14 on the second one.
That one misses, unfortunately.
So 3 points of damage there, guys. Just, follow that.
Can I do my held action as he's attacked then?
Yes, you can.
Well, fuck you, you asshole. Oh, he's already said that.
It's sick burn. Sick burn, Tyson.
17.
That hits.
Was it just plus two to the attack, not damage?
Plus two to the attack. I don't think it's damage as well.
Oh, that's terrible rolling.
Yeah, I loved it as well.
5 points of piercing damage. No. Sorry, it's not plus 3 points of piercing damage.
Jesus, guys. Back up to your turn, Tyson.
Oh, two turns in a row, baby. Fuck. The shot's obviously a bit weak. It's like glanced off him or something, so I'll just try again, you cut. No, I won't. That's an 11.
Another bang and a whee! Yes. Another bullet whizzes over the troll's head.
I hate you.
Billy, you're going.
Violence it is then. Philly charges in with his grand blade and takes a swing.
Cool.
For 15.
That hits.
Oh, nice. 10 slashing damage.
Very nice. Anything else?
Yeah, that's all from Philly.
Reload.
Okay, quick question about sensory boost. Does it count on forging techniques?
Should do.
It says attack rolls, so the spell's an attack roll, I'm guessing.
If it's a spell attack, then yeah.
You mean fantasy? No, space attack.
Yeah, a science attack.
Right. Yeah, it's a ranged forging attack. Okay, cool. In that case, and it gives me a plus two. Is that right?
Plus two, yeah.
Cool. Electric surge. Zap. I think you'll find that you, sir, are a poopy face. And I flick my arm forward and shoot an electric bolt at him, which is pretty fucking high. It's a 24 to hit.
Hits.
Yeah. Mother pooper. And that's 7 points of electric damage. And if it had any cover, sorry, lightning damage. Weird that it's lightning damage when we're in the future and there's electricity. But all right. 7 points of lightning damage. Yeah, 7 points. And loses cover until the start of the next turn if they had cover.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he didn't have cover.
I didn't think so.
Cool. Now it's the troll's turn. And as you watch, the wounds that you've inflicted on this creature's pallid, spongy flesh, they suddenly start to close. You hear this thing mutter to itself, sticks and stones may break my bones, but you guys are fucking bitches. And he turns towards you, Reel, this time, and says, I fucked your dead mom, and I'm going to need you to make a wisdom saving throw for me. I'm really not sure how to pitch how horrible to be with this.
No, it's very trolley.
Wisdom save. Oh, fuck me, that's a good roll again. 26.
Okay, yeah, you managed to shrug off the hurtful words of the troll.
My mother's still alive, actually, and I'm sure she had a lovely time with you.
Yeah. And in frustration, the troll swipes at you again, Philly. This time, does a 17 hit you?
It's bang on my AC, so yes.
So this time it brings its claw back up in a swipe, and it does 11 points of slashing damage to you.
Okay.
You hear from the tree line a familiar voice saying, Kill it with fire! You can hear Spooge, who's currently hiding behind a tree, shouting advice and encouragement to you. So, Spill, it's your go.
Yeah, no one's too badly injured yet, are they? So I think I'm just going to keep slashing at him.
Okay, cool.
My main thing, that's terrible. 11, so that misses.
Mm-hmm.
And 21.
That hits.
For 5 points of damage.
Okay.
I might need a quick lie down after this fight.
Cool. So then we're back up to Tyson.
Right, okay. So, taking what Spooge said. Spooge has said, literally, I have an explorer's pack that has some flares. Good old flares.
Okay, so I will say that you can use those as an improvised weapon in melee. They do 1d4 fire damage, but you can't add your proficiency bonus to your attacks with them.
All right. I'm just going to holster my pistol. And can I get out two flares at once and strike them?
Yes, but I'll say you've got disadvantage with the second flare.
Right. I strike them together, light them. I look at him. I say, nobody says anything about my fucking mother, mate. And I'm just going to run and jump onto the troll and try and shove the flares in his mouth.
Okay, make an acrobatics check.
Went really well last time. This is when I fell in the river, right?
You are right next to the river, by the way.
It's a good roll. 21.
Cool. So you make the jump. You're on this creature's back. So yeah, you can make the attack rolls.
I just use my proficiency, but not my dexterity.
No, you don't use your proficiency.
Do you still get the sensory boost?
Yeah, you still get that.
Okay, perfect. Natural 20. Fuck you for saying I only get one every year. Look at you now. Don't you look like such a fool? Such a fool you are.
Yeah, but Mike, that's all of yours for a decade now.
No!
Did you roll a one on the damage?
No. I'm going to roll this now. I rolled a 3 on the damage, so it's 6.
Okay, cool. And then your second attack. This one's got disadvantage.
So that's a 16.
That hits. Okay.
Oh. And they're both going down his mouth, presumably.
Yeah, you're just jabbing these things into him.
That's a 4 on the second one.
4 damage, cool.
Fuck you! I fucked your mum. I skull fucked her. Fuck off.
Yeah, the thing's just screaming and just trying to get you off of him. So, great round from Tyson. Philly, you're up next.
So Philly's going to take another swing at it. Now it's burning.
Cool.
18.
That hits.
10 slashing damage. And I'm going to do what I should have done last time and use my infused strike.
Okay.
It doesn't say what... Oh, radiant damage. Another 2d8 radiant damage.
Okay, cool. How much damage is that?
8 radiant damage. For that.
8.
So 18 altogether.
Nice. Very nice. So then it's Relaw. Let me.
Yes, it is. I'm fairly limited in what I can do at this point, fellow friends. So I'll just do... I'm going to sabotage you. You big ugly troll. I'm sorry, I'm just describing him now. It's not really an insult. So it needs to make a intelligence saving throw.
Okay, very good. Oh, unfortunately, got a natural 20.
Oh, damn, it's contagious.
What were you trying to do?
So it was going to give someone advantage on their next attack, or whoever attacks him next advantage.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so yeah, unfortunately, he shrugs it off, your manipulation, screaming something about the mainstream media. And now it is the trolls go.
I like how vague you make that, but actually that is about as accurate as that can ever get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something, something.
I think something.
Mainstream media. Jewish space laser. Pedophile Pizza Hut.
What I find fascinating is no matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, mainstream media are always the enemy.
Oh, yeah. Well, you beat me to it. That was going to be one of his next rants. So the troll is just roaring. He flashes at you, Tyson. And as he does, he just yells, "So much for the tolerant left!" He swipes at you with his claw. And I'm guessing this doesn't hit. An 11 doesn't hit you, does it?
No, that misses.
So it can't kind of quite reach back to get you. So it turns to you, Philly, again, after you've struck it with your radiant sword. And he just says, "I'm sick of these guardian reading, tofu eating, wokarani." So can you make a wisdom saving throw for me, please?
Nice to know that the Guardian's still, you know, still around.
Sorry, the Space Guardian.
Oh, that's quite bad. That's an 8. I'm not sworn to that.
Ah, well, in that case, you take 1d4 Sue Braverman damage, which is 4. 4 points of...
Oh, that's Max Braverman. You never want to go Max Braverman.
4 points of capitulation to the far right.
Billy was so close anyway.
I am this close to being radicalized.
I mean, he was. He's just found out his god was a lie. So he's ready for a new one. Fox News it is.
Oh, no. I mean, this series was always going to be slightly satirical, but I feel like we've gone way too on the nose, way too fast.
Sorry, GB News it is. It's the only channel in the future.
Oh, God, I saw an advert for that on a bus the other day. It was just fucking Nigel Farage's fucking stupid bastard face gurning at me from a bus.
Hasn't John Cleese joined GB News?
Oh, God, yeah, that was really disappointing.
I mentioned that last time, didn't we?
Yeah.
Oh, did we? It's probably from here that I heard about it. And up to the minute.
Getting old is one hell of a drug, guys. Being old and scared in a world you no longer understand.
I didn't like John Cleese. Motherfucker.
I liked John
Cleese. Yeah, it's definitely past tense.
How do you go fucking Monty Python to, like, shitty right-wing cable channel shill? Like, what a transformation.
I'm guessing he still needs to pay for those divorce bills.
Well. He calls you a wokarati, and for some reason, these words strike a chord with you, Philly, and they cut to the quick.
Have I really gone that far left?
Yeah. There are great people on both sides.
Great, but terrible.
Oh, no. So now it is the spills go.
Okay, yeah, so Spill has no idea what's going on with all these insults. None of them make sense to him. But, you know, one thing he does understand is stabby, stabby, clawy, slashy. So, yeah, in lieu of that, he's just going to keep going. He's just going to keep slashing at this troll. Oh, okay, now we're talking. So that's a 23.
Hit.
And that's 5 points of damage.
Nice.
And, oh, and a 21.
Very nice.
And that's 4 points of damage.
He's definitely not looking good. And after your attacks with the fire and your radiant attack, Billy, you see that its wounds aren't healing anymore. So then it is back up to Tyson. It's your go. You're still on this creature's back, jabbing at it with your flares.
I'm going to tear you a new fucking arsehole, mate. And I'm just going to scratch him twice.
Okay. You're not using the flares again?
No, I'll save the flares. I think
I think, mate, once they're lit, surely they're lit. You can't just
Yeah. If you're going to be switching to your claws, you're going to have to drop them.
Oh, I thought I threw them down his mouth.
No, no, you're just attacking with them.
Oh, yeah, I'll do flares again then.
Oh, put one out on your tongue. That'd be really cool.
No, I'm not listening to anything you say.
So like look him dead in the eye and put it out on your tongue.
Assert dominance.
That's a 16 again. So that one hits her.
That hits.
That's a 3 damage, 3 fire damage, and then I'll roll disadvantage on the second one again.
Cool.
Which is a natural 1.
Of course it is. So yeah, you jab it again with one of your flares, but it's bucking and trying to throw you off, so you can't really get purchased with the second one. Then it is Philly. It's your go again.
Right, Philly's going to look the troll dead in the eyes, and then start rubbing his hands up and down his body, as in Philly's body, his own body, and say it's just like one of those web girls you pay to watch, eh? And he's going to use regenerative force to get about 10 hit points.
Okay, cool.
And that's Philly's psychological damage done for the day.
Fair enough. Relaw.
Right. I'm going to electrocute him again. This is an unexciting method of attack. 9 + 5. 14.
Nice. That's a hit.
Yeah.
No, that misses, unfortunately.
I'm actually not that nice.
It was even less exciting than I initially thought it was going to be.
Mediocre.
I apologize for drawing a lot of attention to it. It seems at this point undue.
Okay, so then it is the troll's turn. The troll is screaming at this point. He's had intercourse with all of your mothers. Everything you know is a lie. You're all puppets of the deep state. Jet fuel doesn't melt steel beams, etc. And it swipes again at Tyson, attempting to get you off of its back.
Wait. Tell me about her.
About who?
I never knew my mother.
Fuck! Fuck you! I'm guessing a 13 doesn't hit you, Tyson.
No, it's a miss.
Cool. And in response to your question, Spill, the troll says, your mom sucks cocks in hell. Can you make a wisdom saving throw for me, please?
I hope she's having a lovely time.
I've got very little like personal experience of trolling, so I'm hoping this plays off.
Yeah, 23.
Yep, you passed that, no problem. You don't know who your mother is. You're not entirely sure on the concept of a hell.
I'm not even sure I'm entirely sure of the concept of sucking cocks either.
Yeah, fair enough. So,
I'm curious about whether or not he actually has a mother.
Or a cock.
Or a cock. Have you ever seen a cock? Spill.
All will be revealed in the next episode of Esposito.
We've lowered the budget for the music, guys. The theme budget has dropped massively.
We cannot reiterate enough how little we are making on this podcast.
We've got the a cappella remix,
the beatbox remix.
We could probably give some idea of how little we're making because it's deficit.
Yeah, it's costing us money.
At this point, we could all stop and be better off.
Oh no.
They have to live at the art.
Both financially, morally, and ethically.
True. I do like meeting up with you guys regularly.
Yeah, that's fine.
I completely lost my thread. Where were we?
The troll just attacked the spill.
Oh yeah, and it didn't work. So then it's the spill's turn.
Still, he's carrying on. He's got the longevity to hold this out. 25 on the first one.
Hits.
For 5 damage.
Cool.
And nom-nat 20 on the second one.
Cool.
For 3 damage.
Very nice. The troll is not looking good.
Just doing some, you know, low-level damage churning, you know, scraping away.
Taste of his own medicine, slowly chipping away at his self-esteem. Tyson, it's your go.
Keep flaring. Flaring him.
At this point, isn't it your turn for another natural 20? You seem to be going one-on-one off.
Why would you say that? It's obviously not going to happen.
Right.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's a natural one. You see?
Oh, John, you piece of shit.
If you'd not fucking said anything, and then with the offhand, with the... Imagine if I rolled 2 natural 20s.
I'm getting natural 20s. It's not right.
That's 14, so probably no hit.
No hit. And then it is Philly. It's your go.
Philly's going to try and...
That's a bad miss.
That's a bad miss. I don't say that. Probably a bad miss. Oh, actually, 21.
That'll hit.
That's 8 slashing damage.
Okay. So he's very much on the ropes at this point. And then Relaw.
Right. You've forced me into a corner. I've been backed up into this, the bottom of the slope that works. So I pull my pistol out. I'm going to, as I've learned from my brother here, pop a cap in your ass, in your bottom. Sorry, I don't want to use crude language. Let's not do anything we're going to regret. Say anything we don't mean. And having announced his intent, will fire his light pistol.
Okay.
Natural 20.
Nice.
You stole my natural 20.
That's what you actually did.
Absorbed his power.
Hate you.
I've never seen a man steal another man's luck like that before. That's unreal.
That's 8 points of piercing damage.
Complete fortune jacking. It was at 8 points of damage.
Yeah.
So close.
And let that be a lesson to you.
So you fire this shot into this creature and it sort of reels back. And for a moment you think it's going to fall. But then it turns its head back to you and grins. And it just mutters, "Goddamn snowflake." And you see its wounds start to heal back up again. And now it's the troll's turn. So this time it's going to ignore Tyson on its back and swipe at you, Spill, with its claw. And that's a 12 doesn't hit you, does it?
Does not.
Okay, so it misses again with its claw. And then it is going to use its vicious mockery on you, Tyson, and say, "What's the matter? The light's going out up there, you piece of shit." And can you make a wisdom saving throw?
Don't forget your +2.
Not going to help, is it?
Oh, no.
When you roll a natural 2.
Make it better.
Yes.
So 5?
No.
Oh.
Surprisingly.
You take 4 points of psychic damage. As it's really getting at your ego. You're on its back, kind of flailing at it with the flares. And, oh God, it's like the high school dance all over again.
I was picked first, I'll have you know.
But then you did set her on fire.
Fuck.
Classic you.
So, yeah, that's the trolls go. Spill, you're back in.
Spill's got a tactic now. He's just going for it.
Stabby, stabby.
21.
Hit.
Yep, and a max damage, so 8 points of damage.
Very nice.
Oh, and a 23.
Hit.
And another max damage, so 6 on the offhand.
Okay, describe how you kill this internet troll.
Oh no, I don't want to watch it.
So the spell is just basically sticks one set of claws into the back of the thigh as he's sort of slashing at this troll. And as he buckles slightly, he brings his other thigh. Now I'm going to go with it. His other thigh.
Oh, wow.
Up there, and he jams his other claws right into the crotch of the troll and rips down, eviscerating him from the bottom down, covering himself and all the blood and the innards.
Wow, that was graphic. So
at this point, Raylor just like drops his gun and puts both his hands over his eyes and just goes, "No, no."
In the distance, you can hear Spooge vomiting into the undergrowth.
I'm sorry, and Spill sort of starts picking it up and trying to put it back in.
Well, you start doing this, but you hear this terrified cry coming from what remains of the troll, and it's,
I didn't mean it, I'm sorry.
And this thing just starts to decompose as you speak into this kind of bloody puddle, and this viscous pool of ooze kind of congeals on the forest floor and then slowly slides towards the river and rolls almost like when you mix up corn flour and water and it makes that starchy semi-solid liquid and just sort of flops with a dull splash.
A right wing flurry.
Yeah. And the internet troll is no more.
A pure as well controller list. Let's see who cancels who.
Excellent. Up yours, woke moralists.
Where's he gone?
You just fucking ate him, didn't you?
No, but why did he slide into the river?
I don't know. I didn't like that.
Where's he gone?
Did you want to eat him?
Not per se.
It would have left a bad taste in your mouth. It was very bad taste.
Kind of needed that.
I'm sure we'll find some more.
Don't you just like, is it just organic stuff that you need to eat, or can you just eat any fucking, because you just take a bite out of a tree.
I don't eat people per se.
I'll just clarify.
This is something that you seem to be struggling with. I'm not.
I think it's the Percy part.
Are you saying one of three things? Percy, per se, or pussy?
Oh, it could be that.
Is your name Percy? Because if it is, all three are fine.
Hey.
Do you eat cats?
Is he done? Can I open my eyes again?
Well, there's a disappointing amount of anything, really.
Look.
Okay.
You shouldn't feed those things. I'm pretty sure you shouldn't eat them either.
Don't eat thing people.
Or say.
Pussy.
There is more nuance in...
Well, you say there's more nuance, but we are essentially in the internet, and it's not a place for nuance, is it? So you eat people or you don't, and the internet will react accordingly.
The nerd is right. Also, you say there's nuance, but you seem to just be kind of vague and creepy about it.
That's the internet effect. That's the sim effect. No, I can't shorten that anymore. That's the sim effect.
Legally distinct.
Oh God, there's someone on the rights to the internet.
Oh, someone almost certainly does.
It's Disney, isn't it? It's always Disney.
Of course, it's always Disney.
I'm pretty sure in this world it's Taco Bell.
That is canon.
They did win the corporation wars.
Wait, no, wasn't it TripAdvisor?
Hang on. If I look back at my season one notes, I can...
I was going to say, this did come up in season one. There was definitely the TripAdvisor Nebula.
It wasn't Argos Goods. Argos is good.
No, Argos Goods was a small backwater shop.
It was.
It will grow.
All that remained of the great Argos Empire.
Yeah.
Yeah, Argos really, like, they exploded in the mid-21st century, but they collapsed in on themselves.
When everyone realised how stupid their fucking business model was.
It's when they stopped putting out physical magazines.
That'll be a dark day for Britain.
It was when they refused to invest in 3D printers. To just print the products.
The fools. Well, yeah, you guys have defeated the internet drone. Well done.
I would very much appreciate it if we could just have a bit of a break.
I'd quite like a nap. Mr. Spooge.
Uh-huh.
Is this a place that we could reasonably safely have a little napsy?
Given what's just happened, I will let you answer that question yourself. But I can take you back to my village and we can all get some rest there.
Yeah, but like the troll's dead, isn't it? It's not gonna come back.
Where there's one, there's more. They travel in packs generally. We got lucky this time.
They do travel.
When you say village, I thought you were a bit of a loner. Have you got like mates?
Yeah, I've got friends.
Oh. All right. Am I one of them?
I guess.
Nice. I've got a friend.
Oh, that's nice.
Been dead a day in a fucking virtual world. I've got a new friend. What do you want?
You're doing quite well. You're clearly getting better with people.
And did you see me not fire first in that fight?
I did. I thought that was a really bad choice.
Oh. What?
Well, we were clearly being by an internet troll, and you chose not to retaliate.
I mean, retrospectively, I don't even know what a fucking internet troll is. This isn't my world. Just, you know, you lead the charge. Right.
So, in general, just take the word. Think you can assume that it's a lot like the real world in many ways.
Trolls aren't fucking real.
And you've got a troll attacking us, which I realise, I know, it's a bit D&D. Whoa, there.
In what? D&D?
Dungeons and Dragons. It used to be like a sort of analog game that then sort of became online because there was some sort of a pandemic or something. I don't know. And then it kind of went a little bit back to analog and you'd be at a table, but also it was still online. And then, you know, The Sim developed, and so it became a fully online immersive game. And then I forget what happened to it. I think it got caught up in the corporation wars. Maybe it got bought out by Knuckle Alley or Crocodile Alley or something like that.
That was after Wizards of the Coast actually genetically engineered a real wizard who took over the Eastern Seaboard.
Yeah, so all of the TTRPG, as they were once known, companies started creating living versions of their mascots. So Wizards of the Coast, who owned Dungeons & Dragons, created a wizard. Alligator Alley, who ran a game called Espergenesis, and my nose starts bleeding, created some sort of giant crocubot. And they all sort of, the Pathfinder team created a sorcerer because it's like a wizard, but it's not quite the same thing. It's a bit steampunky. And they all had a,
sorry,
a big...
Can I just step in here?
I don't know enough about...
I have no idea what's going on.
Oh, right, yeah. Okay. And they had a big fight, and I've kind of got lost. What was the question? I'm sorry. What was the question again?
I think words are individually, but... All of them strung together just then didn't make a fucking...
Right. Essentially, what I'm saying is, if something attacks us, follow your instincts and fight back.
So shoot first. Okay.
But again, not always.
Right.
I'm glad I've been able to clarify it for you. I'm going to go and wipe this blood off my nose. Thank you very much.
So can I sit down for an hour and have a little rest?
Oh no, it's still bleeding. Does anyone have any tissue?
We're going somewhere big to Derry Guy. Follow me.
How far is it?
Oh, maybe half an hour.
Oh, that's half of the rest I need.
Come on, the numbers are bad.
Maybe Tyson could give you a piggyback and you could nap on his back.
I'm not... No, I don't want him actually touching me in any way, shape or form.
Why?
Tyson, could you give me a piggyback?
Whoa, let's just skip back to that. Why?
Well, considering what you just kind of did to that troll, which was nice, I respect it. From a distance.
Wait. So you're going to kick off because I did what you were trying to do, but better?
Ooh. Oh, he cuts deeper than the troll.
I think we established my fragile masculinity not moments ago, so I'm going to let that one slide. Let's go and have a little lie down in the village, then.
Fine, but I don't understand why you don't want me to touch you. Intimacy is something that I have long craved in my glass prison.
I think as you grow as a person, you're only quite young, right? You might understand a little bit more why people don't want to go anywhere near you.
Same.
It means nothing. Right, fine.
No, I'm back there, Tyson. Can I have a piggyback?
I mean, are you injured?
No, I just... My legs are quite tired.
Well, no. Fuck off.
You're the worst big brother. Once we get our bodies back and we're alive again, I'm going to tell Mum. Well, I know she is actually dead.
What?
Wait, is she? I don't know. I ran off to join... The criminal underworld or whatever it was I ended up doing. I became an adventurer.
I mean, last time I checked, no. And I fucking hope not, but I don't know.
All right, in that case, once we get our bodies back, I'm telling Mother. No, she's very disappointed in me.
Nah.
That's all right. That's what she said. She said, "You're dead to me." And then deleted my number.
This is all very nice, but I mean, it's not, but...
No, this is awful. Spooge, could you take us to the village, please?
Yeah, come on. Spooge leads you through the forest, and as you walk, you can see these trees slowly kind of growing in terms of definition. They become less blocky and more lovingly rendered as you progress. You can see the writing designating each tree. You can see things like space unicycling or more esoteric ones that are just, you know, dice.
Sorry, more esoteric than space unicycling.
Yeah, yes. Baking. Algebra. You're starting to see that there's more kind of sound and texture being laid into the world as you progress. And for the first time since you've been here, you're starting to feel like you're in a real world again. For the first time, you're finding yourself buying into the illusion of this virtual world within the sim. Billy, you're the one at the lead, keeping pace with Spooge. He shoots you a couple of sidelong glances as you're walking.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, just don't take this the wrong way, but Are you one of the penguin cult guys?
You know they say never meet your heroes.
Food sort of exhales hard at this. Yep, you're not the first to meet the big guy. And
life-changing disappointment. I mean, I've already done it. I've been to, well, this could have been heaven. It absolutely isn't. And God was a major disappointment. Sorry, that was quite heavy.
The Spooge shrugs and says, I'm a soulless automaton generated as a practical joke.
Aren't we all?
Yeah, I get it. Existential dread, it's catching on. But, you know, it's not so bad here. It's, once you get used to it, you know, you don't need to do what the guy tells you to. You just, you know, if you can accept that you're dead and you're here, you can make a nice life. You don't have to throw it all away on some lizard's crazy dream.
I would like a body bet to try again, though, because I've absolutely wasted what life I have.
Spooge shrugs again. As long as you're doing it for you, man.
No, I think I'm one of those make your own meaning people.
I mean, I didn't say become an asshole.
Already there, Spooge. Already there.
Spooge just shrugs for a third and final time, says, you do it, man. At this point, he kind of looks over his shoulder at the rest of you, says, we're almost there. Just a little longer, we'll get there. And as he says this, the copse of trees that you're trundling through opens up into this valley. It's an absolute vision. It's beautiful. You can see these huge hickory and oak trees punching up from the bowl of this valley and coiling up to meet the sky. And down in this basin, you can see a large lake. And you can see other creatures that look very similar to Spood frolicking in the water. There are little huts and stalls all around. And Spooge turns to you and says, welcome to the exchange. This is where we are, love.
The exchange? Why is it called the exchange?
Because you can exchange things.
Like a trading post?
Yeah, pretty much.
Have you ever considered calling it that?
No.
Who are we trading with?
Each other. Anyone who's part of the forum.
I turn to the spill and say, do you have anything you'd like to trade? This seems silly, though.
We also take money, says Spooge from over your shoulder.
Do you want some money, the spill, in exchange for... This seems very silly.
What is the currency in this world?
We are still in the sim. It's still the same as it was before.
Well, it's cubles.
Yeah.
I, believe it or not, had money when I died. I don't know why I had money.
Was it like pocket money?
I don't really know. I was told I had money.
Did you make it betting on zero gravity polo? The galaxy's most popular blood sport.
I don't know why I had money.
It was all part of a cruel experiment when you were held captive. You were given a joke package of crypto cubils, and these seem to have been ported through with your digital form into your current situation.
Oh, wonderful.
So how do we find a shop here? What do we just...
I can take you to one after you've had your rest.
Yes, I would like to have a quick sit down first.
That's quite nice. All right, let's go and have a little nap in the sim. Bit weird. And then we'll go on a shopping trip. Hooray!
Go on, Tyson.
No, I was just unenthusiastically saying yay. Yay.
So, you guys head down into the valley. And food leads you through a cobbled marketplace that's kind of bustling with life. And you get a few looks from the other avatars that are present in the town, but no one stops you or goes out of their way to ask you any questions. So you get the feeling that while your presence is not exactly commonplace, there have been similar instances, and they've happened frequently enough where they don't cause a major stir among the local community. At which point, Booge leads you down a side street into a fairly densely packed, but not to the point of a shanty town, collection of huts. And he pulls back a beaded door and ushers you into what is quite a cozy looking home. Everything seems to be made out of wicker. The walls are just basically stacked fences of bamboo with a thatched roof. And you notice that there's only two rooms. There's a kitchen, dining and sitting room, and then a large bedroom that's kind of separated by sort of a half wall that splits the hut in two. Another tasa a sur tasa, guys.
No, I just sit down.
Rino's going to grab a pillow and lie in a corner and just plump it up and lie down, like, completely straight.
Oh, crap. Sorry, guys. I didn't realize. Give me a second. And you watch as Booj goes stock still, and his orange eyes suddenly switch color to a teal blue. And suddenly the very kind of cozy wicker and bamboo interior becomes a geometric grid of blue squares where all the furniture within is outlined in this ghostly hue. And then suddenly you can see a menu appear above Spooge's head, and it cycles through these different pieces of furniture, a chair, a cupboard, and then a bed. And then you hear these electronic popping noises as in the adjoining room, four small single beds suddenly appear, each occupying a square of this grid, all kind of next to each other to the point where they might as well be one bed. And then as quickly as everything changed, everything goes back to the original state that you found it in, as Spooge's eyes return to their original orange color. And he turns to you and says, there you go, guys. Some beds for you.
It was very helpful, Spooge. How did you do that?
Oh, written edit, I suppose. This is my harm pledge.
Can I edit your space?
No.
Oh.
Spooge. Something's just sort of occurred to me, right? How would I go about getting a message to the outside world?
Oh, you could go to one of the message boards in town and send something out that way.
What, in this village?
Yeah. I can take you to it after your rest if you want.
That sounds pretty good. Yeah. Let's do that.
What do you want to send?
Well, I'm in the real world, I was part of the Infinity Corps, if you know what that is.
Uh-huh.
And I was on a sort of mission. I just want to say the mission was successful and I'm dead. My consciousness is in the sim. If there's any resources you can send to me electronically to help me out, then great. That sort of thing.
Spooge gives you a sideways look and he says, we can give it a try.
Yeah. All right. You're the man, Spooge.
Spooge holds up a featureless arm. He smiles at you, but then he looks at the fingerless arm and then back at you and says, I'm doing a thumbs up.
Ah, I just have given him the respect bump to his stump.
Cool. So I'll leave you to it. You guys get some rest.
Yeah, still definitely
going to
lie down and try to rest.
Okay, so is anyone else doing anything, or is everyone grabbing a rest?
We could do a long rest if possible, so he's just going to, try.
As could Relaw.
Yeah, long rest.